Well, we are now to the full hour. Let me suggest to start this first call of the public interest working group. I would like to welcome all those who have joined us so far. Maybe some more participants will join us in a few minutes. And well, it's always difficult once such a working group is created. It was finally approved by ELEC at the last meeting in Marrakesh, and we now have the opportunity to have this first call and to make out some outlines for our future work. Let me suggest that we start now with the agenda item 2, which is a roll call by Steph.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Terry. And good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the At-Large Public Interest Working Group call, taking place on Thursday, the 16th of June, 2016, at 2100 UTC. On the call today, we have Wolf Ludwig, Olivia Cousin-Leblanc, Matthew Canis, Howard Dean, Holly Kahn, Harold Arcos, and Alberto Soto. We have listed apologies from Bastian Gosling. Also joining us is Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Sherry Agnew. Our Spanish interpreters today are Veronica and Claudio. Also joining us is Avery Doria. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking, not only for transcription purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the Spanish channel. With that, I'll now hand it back over to you, Wolf. Please begin.
Okay, thanks a lot for conducting this roll call, and welcome to Afri, and welcome to Alan, who joined us just now. The next item on our agenda is aims and objectives of the working group, in brackets, charter, question mark, and let me suggest that we start with this question first. I think, like any other working group at ELEC, it would be useful or necessary to have a charter also for the public interest working group, but as we have Alan and Olivier, the old hands on board, who are much more familiar with such formalities, I would suggest either to Alan or to Olivier to step in and to make suggestions whether we can just adopt charters we have from other working groups and we have to adapt them to our purpose, or what would be the best way forward to formalize the working group on the public interest. Either Alan or Olivier, you have the floor.
I'll take it since I got here before Olivier. To a large extent, ALAC and at large working groups have not had formal charters in the sense that we do for the GNSO working groups or CCWGs. However, it's one of the items on our list to talk about in Helsinki, and I suspect, but I'm careful always not to predict what the ALAC will decide, but I suspect we're going to go with something relatively lightweight. That is, at the very least, we need a mission statement. We need statements about membership, whether it's open or specific, you know, people per RALO or things like that. So without worrying about the format of it, I think we can start working on the content without without worrying about the formalities. Certainly, from what I understand, we are not planning to do this with you know, formal membership per RALO, but whoever's interested can and should attend and participate. I don't think it's going to be a decision-making group to a large extent. None of our working groups are really decision-making other than perhaps making a recommendation to the ALAC. So I'm not particularly worried either about the processes of who votes and that kind of thing. The mission statement, however, I think is the critical one that I think we need to work on, and perhaps somebody should draft one and then bring it back to the group and refine it. Clearly we are looking at the public interest from at large point of view, but I'm expecting this group to be feeding into whatever ICANN-wide process there will be, and it's not clear exactly what that will be. Nora Abuzito is leaving, who was leading the charge, so to speak, on that, and I'm not quite sure where that's going to be going, but I'm presuming there will be some ICANN-wide process as mandated by a number of different reasons, and I'm presuming we will be feeding into that. So that's really all I have to say. I'll turn it over to Olivier.
Okay, thanks a lot for this comment and recommendations. Alan, I would like to give the floor to Olivier now.
Thanks very much, Wolf. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And a couple of things. First up, I've just battled with someone to put my hand up. Please do not give any speaker the speaker rights, otherwise their hand is put down, and I don't know how Wolf will be able to know who is in the queue, if that's the case. So that was one thing. Secondly, the link that we have in our agenda sends us to exploring the public interest within ICANN's remit home. That's actually the home of the ICANN-wide public interest sessions, the Department of Public Responsibility. The current home for this working group that we are in now is the one that I've actually given in the chat, and that's an excellent starting point to have our front page on this. At present, the mission statement that is given here is just a one-liner. The one-liner says, this working group will discuss issues related to the public interest in the context of ICANN and the manner in which end users are impacted. Good mission statement. If you compare this to other working groups in at large, whether you're looking at the at large new GTLDs working group, which has a much more detailed mandate with an original description of the working group and then a mandate with several bullet points, one after the other, or the at large technology task force that looks at the actual recommendations that were made out of the at large improvements project final report. So providing some historical reason why this working group was created, I think that we have enough to put this together pretty quickly. So first, a reason why the working group is there, and perhaps there was a report or something which pointed to this, and I know that there was, so that's why I'm mentioning it. And then the main lines, and perhaps this one of the first goals of this working group is to perhaps define the work for the next year or so. What goals do we want to achieve? What is the aim of this group? Is it there to feed into the ICANN-wide public responsibility framework? Do we want to go further than this? Do we want to build links with other parts of ICANN as well? Maybe other similarly like-minded people around ICANN, and do we want to establish any participation requirements? And that's a question as to whether we wish to perhaps make sure that we have a balance between the different regions and therefore encourage regions that are underrepresented in this spontaneous working group that we have at the moment to provide people to join the group. That's all I wanted to add. It's pretty open, and it's really down to the people who are on the call today to, make a choice. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier. I've seen that Alan has raised his hand again. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Olivier raised a good point of history. There's a long history in ICANN of asking what does the public interest mean. And I think we probably want to perhaps not part of the mission statement formally, but certainly readily available on the on our site to make it make it accessible to the various documents that have come before us, and there have been a number, and the processes and the discussions that have been held before. I think that's an important part of what we're talking about. My inclination in terms of membership, in general, working groups within at large have not had prescribed membership. The subcommittees often do because they're decision-making. They have responsibilities delegated to them by the ALAC. But in general, the working groups have been completely open. That doesn't mean we shouldn't do our best to encourage people to join and make sure that there is representation from the various views. I'm not 100% sure that the split in how we may look at various aspects of the public interest is necessarily regional-based. So I'm not, regions may not be the only dividing line between various people. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Alan, for this additional comments. It was my understanding from the beginning that this would be an open working group, a working group in the sense that we are not going for any decision, but we discuss the scope of the public interest, and therefore I think it should be open to everybody who is interested. On the mission statement, let me suggest that we enter into this discussion perhaps in Helsinki at the upcoming next ICANN meeting, not to waste time tonight with further considerations of this. In my opinion, it should be a little bit broader what is said in the link of the workspace, that this working group will discuss issues related to the public interest in the context of ICANN and the manner in which end users are impacted. I think we can give a little bit more flesh to this mission statement, but as I said, I think we should and could do this better when we meet next week and or the week after in Helsinki to complete this part of the work. Therefore, I would very much like to focus this first starting call tonight on the question of and definition of aims and objectives of the working group. It was also my understanding from the beginning after I have gone through previous material from the strategy panel on the public responsibility framework, which was chaired by Neil Kamer. In my understanding, this framework was far too broad and too general in my opinion, and therefore we should focus a little bit more precisely on a possible definition of the public interest. As we have repeatedly heard over the last couple of years in other constituencies, for certain groups at ICANN, the public interest seems to be a sort of an unknown animal. Or some are going even so far, saying the public interest, that is nothing that can really be defined, etc., and therefore it shouldn't be given so much importance. I have a completely different approach. I think when you really focus on it, and if you try a bit hard to make first attempts for a definition, and actually that's what we did at the Uralo level before our last General Assembly in October in Dublin, when we dedicated for our General Assembly a first part of this exactly to this question. And we started the discussion with a short paper tracing the public interest, and in this short paper we tried in a regional context, in a very limited context. It was not about the global public interest, but when I compiled this paper, I tried to find out where the definitions of a public interest in various or different European societies historically come from, and therefore I was more or less tracing the origin and the evolvement of the term in the European context. And I think this is still a valid approach, and I would be very grateful if we could keep this as one of the aims of our working group, and to invite other regions to have a look in their cultural and historical context, and I think in a similar way as we can find the term public interest in various constitutions in European countries. I'm sure you can find this as well in other parts of the world, and therefore we can enrich the original input by Juralo, by some more experience and by some more findings, etc., to make it a little bit broader and to make it more consistent. This would be one of the angles I would suggest. And a second part of the aims and objectives of these working groups would be, in my opinion, at least to see what are the concrete fields of application of our discussion in the context of end users. There was in the past repeated discussion that the public interest commitments were not really taken serious over the last time, and I think it could be a task of this working group to define such or similar fields of application. But I think it should be a collaborative process, and I invite all members of this working group to come up with ideas. So we should start tonight with this definition of aims and objectives. I think we cannot complete this in one call. Under the agenda item 3, as you may have seen, there was a reference page posted exploring the public interest within the ICANN remit home, where you can find a lot of related information from workshops at the last IGF in Brazil and from other events. And I think this could be a starting point to find out what we should do. What we shouldn't do, in my opinion, is just the duplication of discussions which have been done before, and we should somehow find and define new challenges. Any further ideas, any further comments? As I said, this should be a collaborative endeavor, and I've seen that Alan Greenberg has raised his hand. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. The session you mentioned at the IGF, well, I thought was very good. It's one of the few times I can honestly say I went into a, whatever, 75-minute session or an hour-and-a-half session, and my ideas really evolved as the people were speaking. I thought it was very well done, and perhaps as important as the overall session, there was an introduction done by Jeanette Hoffman that I thought was quite useful. She looked at the origins of the term public interest largely from a regulatory point of view. And, you know, in her view, that's where the term actually became into common use. And, of course, from an ICANN point of view, although we're not a regulator, by means of our contracts, we do effectively act as regulators or perform similar functions to regulators. So I think it's a very useful look at the origin of it, and the discussion itself I thought was quite interesting. And particularly one of the things that came out of it, at least my, you know, what I took out of it, is it's not clear that we want to define the term, but we have to understand the term a lot better than we do to start with. And certainly we need to understand it a lot better before we could even contemplate defining it, but it's not clear we want to define it. Clearly, any definition of the public interest may or may not be applicable the next time we need to consider the public interest. And, you know, maybe we need guidelines, rules, processes more than definitions. And I think that's one of the more substantive discussions that we have to have going forward. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Alan. I've just seen that Afri posted a comment in the chat. Janet is brilliant. Her IGF intro would be a good reference for this group as well. This is a point I totally agree with. I also think what I've seen from Janet is one of the most solid and substantial approaches in this direction. And I also agree with her intro that the public interest refers to regulation. Also in a historical context in Europe, it always goes in line with regulatory issues or attempts in the public sphere. And therefore, I think this is a good approach, and we should explore a little bit more from the inputs from Janet, etc., what could offer some valid elements for our work here. But I've seen some more participants have raised their hand. I first, Alberto Soto. You have the floor, Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Wolf. Well, I do believe it is necessary, perhaps not having a definition, but at least to understand, as Alan said before, what public interest is. Because based on that comprehension, we will be able to develop properly the rest of our work. I mean, the scope of this working group, the objectives, so on. I mean, I am not saying that we should make up a definition of public interest, because perhaps we can analyze one or two or three sources and then compare that those definitions and perhaps then be able to define the scope and objectives. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this input, and I think this could be a valid approach as well. Next on my list here is Olivier Crepin-Leblanc. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. You mentioned the excellent discussion that took place at the Internet Governance Forum. I was going to suggest that we make it an action item to have to find the link to the session itself with its recording. Because I gather that most people on this call, and me included, have not been at that session and perhaps could listen to it or read the transcript. And I know the IGF has got good archives. So if we could have this then in the reference documents of the homepage for this working group, that would be really helpful as one of our input documents. Thank you.
Yes, thanks a lot, Olivier. If you go to this reference page, Exploring the Public Interest, it's a collection of inputs and links. And I've seen that the link to the Brazil session of the IGF is also available there. So you can also have access to the recording of it. And I would like to invite all participants tonight and all members of this working group to have a closer look on this reference materials and input, because I think we can get a lot of ideas and a lot of impulses from those works, from those documents and discussions which have been around the last IGF, and there was various other sessions as well. So the next on my list is Alan. Alan, you have the floor.
I'm sorry, that is an old hand. Sorry about
Oh,
that.
This is an old hand. Okay. Do we have any other comments from other participants here on the call? I can remember for several years that we had a lot of related discussions, not about the definition, but the fields of application of public interest issues, starting, to my memory, from the first atlas in 2009 in Mexico. And I have seen Evan is on this call. Perhaps Evan, who is also who was also involved in these earlier discussions besides Carlton. I think we should collect a lot of ideas at this stage and then try to compile our aims and objectives out of these ideas. I've seen the link to the IGF session doesn't work. Okay. The link to the documents work, perhaps not to the recording. Any further comments? Yes, I've seen Evan has raised his hand. Evan, you have the floor.
Hi, Wolf. Hello, everybody. The concept of defining the public interest has always been a real strange thing to me at ICANN. The main purpose to me of the term public interest is to allow people that disagree with you to disagree with your definition of the public interest, and that way it allows them to totally dismiss what arguments you have. At large, and ALAC specifically, has a very specific bylaw, in a bylaw-defined role to essentially assert what we believe to be in the interests of end users. I've encountered in the Narawa mailing list contracted parties that have subscribed to the list and say, well, I'm part of the public too. Doesn't my interest matter? And it's literally just done as a matter of derailing arguments. We have within ICANN contracted parties and vested interests who are here to assert themselves, and any time arguments that come up that gets in their way, my experience is that whatever rhetorical tool is used to try and discredit where we're coming from, our point of view, either we don't represent enough people, or how do we claim to speak for billions, or whatever, and the definition of the public interest to me is another red herring of this. So, I mean, we're here. I think it's enough to be able to say we have a bylaw-mandated role to try and speak for the interests of end users, and that is why we have a position in the public interest. If we spend a whole lot more time going into it than that, I think we're literally just wasting our time in what I think would be a futile
Have you finished, Evan? Hello?
I think we lost Evan.
I think we lost.
Sorry, no, no, I'm still here, but sorry, the network cut out here. It's a little strange. Anyway, I basically said
your last remarks.
Well, simply that I really think we ought not to spend an awful lot of time.
Now he's lost again. He's now typing in the chat. The network keeps dropping off.
I'll try this again, and I'll keep it brief so in case it cuts out again. All I'm trying to say is that we ought not to spend a lot of time on the definition of the public interest. We have a bylaw mandate from the board to speak on behalf of end users. That is our entitlement to define our point of view of the public interest, and I really think spending a lot more time on it is really just diverting our attention away from actually dealing with the issues. And I'll leave it at that. Thanks.
Okay. To collect our sort of mandate, may I ask everybody who has spoken so far and made suggestion to shortly put their ideas and their inputs on our mailing list, that we can collect it from the mailing list. So also people who couldn't join the call tonight may be in a position to benefit from this approach at this stage, to collect ideas and inputs and to compile it to our mandate and to our goals and objectives as a next stage. Before I give the floor to Ida, please allow me another comment. The public interest is usually a fixed notion in the context of the GAC, and it's broadly seen or perhaps misunderstood that the GAC is the only constituency which is dealing with the public interest per definition in their roles as governments. But it's my understanding that this is not exclusive, and it should not only be a matter in the GAC, but it also should be a matter for ALEC in the pursuit and defense of consumer interests or of user interests. And I now give the floor to Aida, please.
This is Aida Novlia speaking. Good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Can you speak up a little bit?
This is Aida Novlia speaking.
Yes, go ahead.
I heard in some other meeting, I don't remember exactly which one, I heard about public interest. But this was referred to global public interest. And this was also referred to certain articles within the bylaws. So as not to pay attention to private or particular public interest. In this case, they were talking about global public interest. And they were referring in that meeting, they were referring to article or section 3 in the bylaws. So I believe, if I'm not wrong, that was the article they were referring to. And that was related to global public interest for internet stability. So this means that there are documents, this is being documented, and this issue has already been discussed. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Aida, for this comment. If you have a look to the Juralo input paper for the Dublin General Assembly, there are some clear remarks on this issue. It was one of the preconditions that from a regional point of view, we didn't try anything to define the global context or the, anything like the global public interest. There may be something like the global public interest as referred to in the bylaws, but we contented ourselves just to trace back in a regional context that a public interest in a regional context is a valid and it's a very old term. Therefore, I think if you one day want to find a conclusion about the global public interest, you should look into the different regions and histories and culture, whether there are certain similarities, and the global public interest could possibly be understood as a summing up of different inputs from different regions. Therefore, I think it will be extremely difficult to come up with anything which is broadly shared by everybody on the on a global definition of the public interest. I think this is far too complex, etc., and this will be a very difficult endeavor. The next on my list is Alberto.
This is Alberto Soto speaking. Thank you very much, Wolf. I fully agree with the fact of having a regional focus, and not only GAC should be interested in public interest. So when we talk about the GAC, we are referring to the political definition of public interest. And if it is only GAC, well, that would be quite... Let me give you an example. Internet is declared of public interest in a certain country. So a certain government declares internet as a public interest. If this is a democratic government or not, well, so in that country, internet could be regulated because it is public interest, and within that concept, it is a local concept, and the government should be responsible for the wealth of the people, and that's why that government will be regulating internet. So I agree with the fact that we don't have to devote so much time to this, but we have to agree on certain important issues. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alberto, for this comment. I think at a later stage, in the course of our work, it could be an interesting idea, let's say, for the Hyderabad meeting to ask for a common session between GAC members and our working group, and to discuss with some GAC people their approach, etc., and understanding, and to find out whether we may find some common grounds between members of this working group and members from the GAC side. And I know some people in the GAC who are very knowledgeable about this issue, and it could be a very interesting exchange in the future. But this shouldn't be our first priority. This is just an idea. in the working process at a later stage. And I've seen that Alan has raised his hand. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I have a very different opinion on the concept of global public interest. I don't believe in the ICANN context it is talking about a public interest that spans the ICANN regions, for instance. As Alberto said, the public interest is going to be very differently defined in different countries or different regions of a particular ICANN region. My understanding of the global public interest in the ICANN context, global is not a geographic issue, but accepts the fact that there are very different factions and groups within ICANN representing the different interests, and the global public interest is the one that spans all of them and balances them. So the board is charged, and it's the only group in ICANN that is charged with addressing the global public interest. That is, they have to balance the various competing views of what public interest is, or indeed private interests in many cases within ICANN. So I don't think it's a geographic thing. I think it's a spanning thing of how do you balance the various aspects of public interest. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Alan. I think this is a very good point. And I would like to ask all those again who have now contributed so far during this call with their ideas and suggestions, please leave your comments on our mailing list that we can compile it from there. I think we have limited time and we cannot come up with a conclusion tonight or with a sufficient list defining our aims and objectives of the working group. I think we should postpone this until our next call, and meanwhile we should collect such ideas, etc., and come up with a compilation of ideas what we can discuss in detail at our next call again. Due to the constraints of time, I would like to continue with our next agenda item, what are operational items. And the first sub-point is the leadership of this working group. So far, I was in a bit sole position when I got the mandate from ALEC at the Marrakesh meeting to start with the creation and the initialization of this working group. But I think the leadership should be more broadly composed. And my suggestion is that we should have at least two co-chairs from different regions co-chairing this working group together with me. And I'm awaiting your ideas, who is interested to step forward to co-chair this working group together with me. You can either speak up now or you can put your interest forward on the mailing list after the call, and we can take a decision on the leadership at our subsequent call. But do you agree in principle? I think it's a good rule in any other working groups that there are always at minimum two co-chairs, and I think we should proceed in this direction for the public interest working group as well. And I guess it may be agreed among the participants at this calls. And I just see a comment from Alberto. I suggest, did you say two co-chairs plus you? Yes, I said Yes, three co-chairs altogether. This may not be exclusive. So if we find enough people who are willing to step in, that we are broadly based, I think two co-chairs and chairs should be a minimum, but if there are more people interested, yes, and this would be sort of a leadership team, as Heidi mentioned in the chat. The next question on our agenda is working methods. I can only say at this stage, it's a working group. We do not need to come up with any decisions. Therefore, in my opinion, what is typical or basic for working groups, it's a collaborative process. Anybody interested to participate to this working group is strongly invited to do so via the mailing list, and I hope one day we may have intensive exchanges on the on the mailing list, which is a bit dormant so far, but as I said, it should be a collaborative approach with utmost inputs from different sides, and this should be the basis regarding our working methods. And the next point under four operational items, point C, the frequency of calls. I would like to suggest that I think one call per month should be a good starting point. If one day we realize that we have a very good dynamic in this working group, what I do hope, so at a later stage we can discuss to even having closer intervals for our regular calls. But for the starting period, I would like to suggest to have one call per month. And I see Heidi is taking notes under the action items, so if this idea or this suggestion is approved, we can always come back at our next call when we see that there are better ideas and to rediscuss it. Any further comments from your side? Yes, I see Alberto has raised his hand. Alberto, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much. Alberto Soto speaking. I suggest that our comments or as it had been requested, instead of putting it in the mailing list, should be included on the wiki page, because it would be easier if all of us can go to a single place, read all the comments, and not to check mail after mail. Thank you.
Okay, this is a very good idea and a very good, let's say, alternative. I would somehow, we should offer both options. I know from the past that certain people have some difficulties to go to the workspace and to post their comments and ideas on a workspace. Some people are more feel more easy to do it on the mailing list. So I think there should be two complementary options. Whoever wants to use the workspace for comments is invited or encouraged to do so. And those people who post it on the mailing list I will have a look there, and I can more or less from time to time add some very important comments, etc., to the workspace as well. And I agree with Alberto, the workspace as a basic platform for a working group is a much more comprehensive tool, and it allows a quick overview for anybody else interested or for newcomers, etc., to get a quick overview. So we should consider this as two complementary tools. Any further comments on agenda item 4, operational, on leadership? I have seen there is some approval regarding the suggestion or the model of having 3 co-chairs, what I think could be a good starting point. I think we all agree on the basics for the working methods, that a working group can never be a one-man show. It should live and count on as many contributions from working group participants as possible, and you are all invited to participate either via leaving comments and ideas on the workspace or via the mailing list. And I guess for the further continuation and the frequencies of calls, as a starting point again, one call per month for this working group would be, I think, a good beginning. Any further comments, questions regarding this agenda item 4? I do not see any hand raised at the moment. Therefore, let me continue with agenda item 5, priorities. I think the priorities for this working group is, as we said, are the next steps for the moment to clearly define our aims and objectives by reviewing references from other discussions, from other fora, what we have seen before. And a very important element is, and I will try to get some more background info from what Jeanette Hoffmann has published in this context. And I will submit it to this working group as soon as I have some more findings, send the one which is documented under the workshop on the global public interest in critical internet resources, which was workshop 55 of the last IGF in Brazil. And I'm sure Jeanette Hoffmann has certainly a lot of more references to this, and so we should collect all these ideas and inputs to define our aims and objectives for the next call. But in my opinion, this can also be work in process. The more inputs we get, the more clearer we hopefully are about what should be or could be our focus. So this, in my opinion, is one of the next priorities to come up with a decision on the operational aspects. This we can also rediscuss via the mailing list, perhaps. Some more ideas are bumping up over the next weeks to come to conclusions for the starting and the creation of this working group. Are there any other ideas regarding priorities? Please speak up. I see no more hands raised, therefore I take this silence as rough approval so far. And of course the next step to continue with our discussions, at least among those who will be in Helsinki, it's a perfect opportunity to use the Helsinki meeting for some more fine-tuning, and sometimes in on-spot discussions among people, a lot of creative ideas bump up, and it's a better context than just a first and opening working group call. And for the next call, which would be agenda item 6, I would suggest a next call in July. July may be a difficult moment or a difficult month because I see a comment from Heidi Ulrich. There is not specific time in meetings on public interest. So, yes, I was thinking about informal discussions among people participating at this call tonight. I know that there is no time for anything more official in Helsinki, but there are always a lot of possibilities for informal exchanges and discussions among working group members in Helsinki. So regarding the next meeting in Europe, normally July and August are very difficult. Yes, and around the whiskey, Alberto, you are perfectly right. Very good idea. July, August are difficult moments. But if we could try to organize a next call around in middle of July in collaboration with at-large staff, I think it would be a good next opportunity not to lose too much time between this starting call tonight and the following one. So we should foresee the next call for around middle of July. Any objections? Any other ideas? I see no hand. I see approval from Olivier, a green, and Kylie Khan is typing. Is there anything from your side? Alberto is also agreed. Is there anything from your side among any other business? What is the last agenda item of this call? Yes, I see Olivier's hand raised. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Rolf. It's Olivier Campana-Blanc speaking. And I just wanted to point your attention to a recent blog post by Joran Marby, the new ICANN CEO. Nora Abosita was the person in ICANN leading the DPRD department, which is the Department of Public Responsibility that I mentioned a bit earlier, and that has also created these pages, which we have a link to
and which has got, which includes all of the links to the Internet Governance Forum and an enormous amount of background, all in one page. Nora is leaving at the end of June, but the a new person has been appointed to pick up the work, and that's Sally Costerton, the Vice President of Global Stakeholder Engagement. So I gather that maybe one of the things that you should do, Wolf, as a chair of this working group, is to get in touch with Sally and to perhaps have a short discussion with her, letting her know about what this working group is doing.
Okay, thanks for this update, Olivier. I think this is a good idea to get in touch with Sally. I don't know whether the upcoming Helsinki meeting would be the right moment. At this stage, we could only inform her that a working group is now in process to be created, etc., but we do not have so much further and detailed information. Perhaps it's a better idea to contact Sally at a later stage when we have defined our goals and objectives, etc., and if once we are a little bit clearer about our working process, methods, etc., and anything else. Any further questions, comments from your side for this call? I see no hand raised. Then let me thank all of you who have taken the time to attend this call. Part of you and in incredible time zones. So I think it's my feeling that it was a good a starter to come together and to make some first outlines, etc. And as I said, it will be a collaborative process, and I hope that we will come up with a lot more ideas via our working tools, etc., and I hope that I see many of you in about 2 weeks in Helsinki and or at our next call around the middle of July. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to START for making this first call possible, for sending the doodles, etc., for all their support. And I wish all of you an excellent day, night, or whatsoever. Thanks and goodbye.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.